Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you today because lately I've noticed, especially in my coaching practice, many people are having issues with the land of limbo and wondering how to escape it. And the land of limbo is the place where you feel stuck between two pathways. Shall I stay in the relationship, in the job? Shall I go? Shall I move country? Shall I stay here? Shall I end something or shall I keep trying it? And what's super clear in this situation in the land of limbo is it's not that you do not have options. It's that you're caught between options. You're caught between your head and your heart and you're terrified of making the wrong decision. So what ends up happening? Is we end up doing absolutely nothing. So we're going to be talking about the land of limbo and why it is so draining, how to tell the difference between fear and discernment, and how to tune into your inner compass, and why there really is no such thing as a wrong decision anyway. So let's start with the land of limbo, because this place is super sneaky. It looks really passive on the outside. It looks calm. It looks passive, but energetically, emotionally, and mentally, it's absolutely exhausting. When you don't make a decision, your system does not rest. It's constantly playing on your mind. It's ticking over. Your mind keeps looping. Your nervous system stays on high alert as a result of it. And you are running the kind of what-if scenarios in your background. What if this goes wrong? What if I make the wrong decision and this happens? What if I don't find a job? What if my relationship doesn't make it? What if I don't have enough money? And we're just looping around in these negative what-if scenarios. And here is the part that most people miss. They miss that actually indecision is still a decision. It's a decision to stay exactly where you are, and it costs you so much energy every single day. So from a law of attraction perspective, limbo sends out very confused signals. It sends out stressed signals, fearful signals, worrying signals, and all sorts. It means that there's no direction, there's no commitment, there's no intention. So what happens from a law of attraction perspective is life sends us more of the same. More uncertainty, more confusion, and then we just keep looping. So we've got this thing that goes on with our head and our heart. Our head will always lead us in circles. I don't know if you've noticed when you've ruminated on something, you just keep coming back to the same or similar place all the time. But your heart will always lead you home. And the head is absolutely fantastic. It's great at logistics. It's fantastic at risk assessment. It's really good at keeping you safe and scoping things out and working things out. But it is also fueled by fear, anxiety, past pain, memories. And the heart speaks very differently. It's subtle. It doesn't shout, it doesn't justify, it doesn't need to overexplain. It just tends to work through sensations, if you like. That feeling of relief, a feeling of expansion, a feeling of peace, a feeling of softening. It's kind of like a quiet yes, even if you don't know exactly how things are going to go. You just know that this is a yes for you. And understandably, this battle between the head and the heart, this is where people get even more confused because the moment they then feel that sense of relief or excitement, the head just jumps straight back in again. Well, what if this goes wrong? What if I regret it? What if I mess everything up? What if it doesn't go to plan? what if, what if, what if? And then it gets us all chewed up and tied up in knots again. What we can do is start learning to tune into our body and emotion, a bit like a compass. And this is probably one of the simplest tools that I use with many of my clients, although there's a lot more to it. But hopefully this will give you some indication and even help you make a decision if you are finding yourself in the land of limbo. So let's think about something that you are not sure which direction to move forward on. Now, for this exercise and for the purpose of understanding this exercise, choose something that's not too loaded. Shall I leave this relationship? Shall I leave the job? You know, although those might be something you want to work on, just for the purpose of this, just keep it nice and simple just while you learn the technique to start with. It could be, shall I bet, which pair of shoes shall I bet to get, the gold or the silver? Which is what a friend of mine asked me at the weekend. Should I buy this car? Should I get that car? Or should I go away for the weekend? Or shouldn't I? That kind of thing. So keep it nice and light. And now just imagine that you have made the decision. There's no debating. You feel absolutely it's the right decision. You're certain about it. There's no analyzing. You feel completely clear. So let's just pretend you've made a decision either way. And just imagine now that that decision is done. Now notice what happens in your body. Do you feel a lightness, a softness, an expansion, an excitement, maybe a feeling of relief, a deeper breath perhaps? Or do you feel like a sense of contraction, a heaviness, maybe like a scrunching in your gut, that kind of dropping feeling in your stomach? And I guess where I'm going with this is to show you how you can tune into your inner compass. Because let's face it as well, no matter how many times you ask other people's opinions, it just becomes way more confusing as well. And when you tune into your inner compass, you'll notice that your body and your emotions do not lie. It doesn't lie, it doesn't argue, it just shows you which is the most aligned action for you. So quite often, the issue isn't that people cannot feel the answer, because many of us can. Some it takes a bit more practice than others. It's that they don't trust what they feel once their fear and anxiety show up. So with that in mind, let's have a little look at fear versus discernment. So fear, it's loud, it's fear-mongering, it's repetitive. It pushes us into worst-case scenarios, and it just speaks as if everything is going to go wrong and you've got to prepare for the worst. And that's challenging. No wonder many of us get stuck in not making decisions, because quite often we believe our fear. But if we think about fear being, or fear standing for, false expectation appearing real, quite often we don't have any evidence at all that the fear we are thinking and experiencing is true or not. We have no evidence of that. Yet because it creates feelings in our body, we end up believing it. So we tell ourselves a whole load of stories around it. But imagine you could detach from that. Imagine you were able to go into a place of discernment instead. You know, that kind of cool, calm and collected space of weighing up the pros and the cons and being practical alongside being able to tune in and listen to your inner compass. Because discernment doesn't fearmonger you. It's not brutal. It's not toxic. It's more practical. Instead of saying this can't happen, it says, okay, well, let's see how we can make it happen. Let's see if it's the right thing. Let's see if it's the right thing for us right now. Whereas fear just jumps straight in, closes everything down and says, don't do it. If you notice yourself spiraling, if you notice yourself reaching for the worst case scenario thoughts, that kind of catastrophizing or needing some kind of certainty before you move, then that's important to understand is fear driving. You're never going to get clarity or move to a healthy place from there, because fear driving is always going to create and attract more of the same. Whereas discernment feels positively calculated. It feels steady. It feels calming to the nervous system. And learning the difference between the two will be an absolute game changer. So if you do have an important decision to make and you've done the inner compass exercise, and let's just say your heart has said in the situation, then you can go into the next step, which is the discernment. Okay, well, let's see how feasible this is. And it may be something that's completely right and aligned for you, but the timing may be a bit off because there may be a few steps that you need to take before that happens. So let's just say you've got clarity now because you've gone through a discernment exercise. Let's look at why your fear is more than likely going to come back again. After you've got that clarity, you're going to get back into fear again. It's quite exhausting. Now, just because fear shows up after you have experienced and felt the clarity of your decision, it doesn't mean the clarity was wrong. Because remember, fear is false expectation appearing real. It's not real. And fear's job is to keep you in the familiar. It's to keep you safe. It can end up sabotaging and blocking success and happiness, because even success and happiness to a fear-based nervous system is unfamiliar. Therefore, we end up blocking it. So when you touch a truth that would change your life forever, fear often rushes in to pull you back into safety again. Now, that does not mean that you've misread your intuition. In fact, it means quite the opposite. It means that you've activated your growth. So let's look at, is there a wrong decision? Because we can loop in all the negative what ifs. We can think about all the worst case scenarios. But actually, let's ground it right in. Is there a wrong decision in the first place? My answer is no. There is no such thing as a wrong decision. Because I don't believe that life is here to test whether you pass or fail something. It's more of an experience that you learn through. It's an experience that you move through whilst you're learning. And every single choice is going to unlock some gifts. It's going to expand your growth. And every single challenge is going to teach you something. So there's no way that there's ever a mistake in the first place, because it's all part of the growth process. And I often think about it like how a film is made. Let's think about how a director doesn't expect the first take to be perfect. It would be lovely, of course, but he doesn't expect it. He absolutely knows that he's going to have to, or she's going to have to shoot the scene, probably watch it back, make some adjustments, and then try again. I may have to do that 10 times or 100 times, but they don't call it a failure. They don't give up. They call it another take. And life works exactly the same. There isn't like one perfect decision that's just going to determine everything, but there are choices, experiences, and feedback, and then course corrections. So nothing is wasted. And you definitely do not ruin your life by choosing. What drains your energy? It's not choosing. What drains your energy is staying in the same place, endlessly replaying the same scenes over and over in your head without ever really pressing record and taking the leap. So from a law of attraction perspective, making the choice either way, making a commitment, choosing a pathway is really powerful. And when you choose, even if it feels like it's imperfect, even when you're not 100% sure, your energy naturally begins to stabilize because you're not feeling so erratic. You're not feeling in land of limbo. And with that, your energy system starts to relax a little bit more. The signal that you send out to the universe becomes a little bit clearer. And the universe responds far more easily to assertive forward movement than to fear-based hesitation. And clarity quite often comes after the decision. Generally not before it anyway. So if you're waiting for clarity before making the decision, you might notice that you're going to be waiting for a very, very long time. So let's think about a really simple takeaway. So imagine the decision that you've already made it. You can imagine the decision on either side of the coin. But just choose one to start with. Let's imagine that you've made the commitment, you've made the decision, you've decided for this, let's just say, moving country. So I've decided I'm going to move country. I've committed to it. I've packed up all my stuff. I've booked my plane tickets. Now check in with your emotions. Check in with your body. Notice, is it expansion? Is it relief? Is it excitement? And just pay attention to that feeling. Obviously, I've used the example of moving country, but you will do this with whatever your predicament is right now. Or when you focus on making a decision, do you feel contraction or heaviness or pulling back? And again, it's important to pay attention because that's your inner compass. And again, I just want to reiterate that fear may try to talk you out of what you have just felt. But the important part is that does not mean the signal was wrong. It just means that your job is not to find certainty, but to learn how to listen to your energy and how to move with it, because your indecision is going to drain you and your movement is absolutely going to stabilize you. So if you're ready to stop living in the land of limbo and start moving from clarity and alignment, then please feel free to reach out to me. There's links in the show notes. If you want to have a little 30-minute chat just to see how I can help, I would absolutely love to look at how I can support you. But in the meantime, do the exercise, trust what you feel, come at it from a grounded perspective of discernment. Remember, the Hollywood film director has multiple takes before he gets the scene right. And be gentle with yourself. Move when you're ready and remember that life is going to meet you once you commit. So I trust this has been useful. If you know somebody else who's in the land of limbo right now and can do with listening to this, please feel free to share. And if you haven't had a chance to leave a review, I would absolutely appreciate it so much. And in the meantime, take care of yourself. And I look forward to being back with you same time next week. Take care. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.